is where you always win.
No matter where you go, remember the road that will lead you.
88.5 UFM, this is home.
We are getting you through work, like...
Turn it up.
Jay and Didi on the midday rally.
Ahead is the winner of the Next Rated Award 2020 is Omale with Bad Influence. 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. It's 6 minutes past 3 p.m. Jay and Diddy still in the building. And of course, we've been playing you jams back to back to back. So shout out to Buddy who puts all this great music together. It's now time for This Is Us. Well, what we do here is that we have conversations as young people. Now, I always like to say when we start the show that go and buy airtime. If your data is about to finish, go and refresh your data, right? Go and get everything fresh because you're about to call us, you're about to text us. So don't let data and airtime be an excuse, all right?
It's always interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And today's topic is... We're asking you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are some red flags in the workplace or when you're about to get a job? Mm. You know, during the interview, you can already tell that... They are gonna use me for idiots here. No, take me for idiots.
Take me for idiots
in this place. So yeah, what are some of those red flags that you've noticed over the time of, you know, job searching, getting a job, staying in it for a few months? What are those red flags that you can say, if they do this, they're definitely not worth your time and energy?
And I feel like this conversation is really so important because, I mean, a lot of young people are leaving school every day and they don't want to go and get jobs. Now, I mean, people that have had this experience, people that have job searched, you know, that I've gone for multiple interviews,
right,
would know that, I mean, if you are job searching, if you see this thing or you see that thing, I mean, run for your dear life. Now, one thing that I would say that is really important is if you go for an interview and they are late. Interview is supposed to be at 12 or 11 and, oh, you know, wow, they keep you there for hours. Run for your dear life.
That, you know how some employers say, oh, we're using to test you,
test
to see
what?
How patient you are.
Test what? Multinationals don't test that kind of test. Mm. At least from what I know, they don't test that kind of test. If they tell you that you're going to have your interview for 12, I mean, the right thing to do is be there an hour or 30 minutes before. You understand? And your interview is supposed to start that time. I remember going for a particular job interview and they kept me for 3 hours.
Waiting.
Yeah, but I was a fresh graduate. If I had just finished school, I'd not even served. But I was giddy to get a job.
Right.
Waiting. And then this lady came in with her phone ringing, all in the air with her, oh, I'm so sorry. Have they asked you a question? Should I get you water to drink?
Have they asked you a question?
Can you imagine? I already know that these people don't know what they are doing.
Wow.
Yet. But because you do need the job, I decided to stay. And it happened that I stayed there for a couple of months and it was one of the worst job experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
I think back at it and I want to beat myself up because I knew it was clear that, I mean, you kept me waiting. Obviously, you're not serious with time. A company that doesn't value time will not value its employees.
All right, let us know. 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp 0915-410-2885. What are those red flags that you think, when I see this, I skedaddle out of that workplace?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi. Good afternoon.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jay and Didi. My name is Benjamin Ifai. I love your show.
Welcome to the show, okay. Benjamin. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Mbagada.
I love your energy, Benjamin.
And I love what you say in the building.
All right, join the conversation.
Okay, so I just want to tell you some of my own red flags.
Okay.
From my own experience. There was one time that I went to work for an organization. And we were having meeting. We're having meeting from morning to almost like 7 in the evening.
Uh-uh.
And this other did not even buy pure water. Not even pure water for us or granite. You understand?
Yeah.
Again, it called us for an extra meeting in his house. We went to a bar for an extra meeting. He went to get the juice for himself to drink while we were all looking at paper, standing paper, and talking. Just talking.
So the juice was entering your eye, Abby?
You say what then?
The juice, they enter your eye.
It enter my soul, my yeah. Enter my soul. As I am saying, now, this is a very, very red. In fact, more than a red flag. Eventually, I realized the man did not even care about who the employees. Than wow. Me, I live. In a pastor.
You know much, Charles. Thank you so
Thank
much,
Thank you
Benjamin.
So much, Benjamin. We appreciate your call, right?
Yeah, I love your shoes. Good luck.
Thank you so bye. Much. Take care.
88.5 UFM. We're a whole mood.
We're definitely a whole mood.
I'm Benjamin from Bagada. You are in mood. Please call us often. What?
We love it. 16 minutes past 3 p.m. Jay and Diesel in the building.
In the building.
On the midday rally. You have to always say that now. Not that Benjamin right. likes it. You have to say it every single time. All right, guys. We're still on This Is Us. And the conversation is about red flags in workplaces. I mean, when you're going to get a job, what are those things that you already know that, that I should run for my dear
exactly.
life? You can be a part of the conversation by calling into the studio. Studio lines are 0700-123-885-885. Alternately, you can call 01-280-2885.
Or send us a message on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0915-410-2885.
All right, we have a couple of messages here. This one says, for me, when they start by saying, you have to buy a form, and those yada, 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 ewo, I flee. Jenny Coco from Bagada.
You have to buy a form.
Yes. I
form
mean, yeah, the companies that say that you have to buy a form for this. You pay 5,000 or 2,500 or something.
What? Wait, I'm trying to get a job because yes. I'm broke and it's telling me it's a pain.
So you know what a lot of these people do? I mean, Nigeria yes. can be a funny place. People try to, I've forgotten the word I want to use now, but they try to take advantage. Yes, take advantage mm-hmm. of people. They know that. I mean, we have a lot of unemployed people.
Yeah.
So people will literally pay money, 1,500, to buy a form, to get a form, you know, to get a job. People do that
wow.
all the time. So it's really sad. So, I mean, once you see stuff like that, be afraid. Also, there are some funny addresses you see online. Those places that they can go, you go and they kidnap you.
Hey.
Or those places you go and they start teaching you one trading something.
You just happened to my friend.
You walk into the place and say, yes.
for something else.
So you have to airport
to be
a marketer.
And then people to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I was a broke girl. Mm-hmm. But look at me. I drive
mm-hmm.
this.
But the car is not
I live. Fine. Yeah.
But the car
I'm
is
just
not
coming
fine.
From my aeroplane. Wow.
But I use one of these, you know, kada to get here. Please, just run for your dear life. We have a couple of more messages on WhatsApp.
This one is Vivian from Ajawa Estate. Ajawa Estate. She says, in all my years of having a 9-to-5 and switching jobs, one thing I've come to understand is that if the recruiter or hiring manager can't explain clearly what the role you're interviewing for entails, then they won't use you wash plate.
It will.
As my last job, I was a PA, customer service officer, tea maker, and errand girl. I just had to leave. I couldn't take it. Oh my God.
I totally agree. I mean, what
when
is my job description?
Exactly.
What exactly am I doing? Do you know, I've really suffered with this, my short time on this ad. Because you do get one place where the lady don't even give me job description. Say, you're just helping us to build the brand.
Mm.
I'm like, so if I'm building the brand, what exactly is my job? If somebody's building now, there's bricklayer, right?
Right.
There is architects. Mm. There is, you know, everybody that do different things. So what am I doing exactly? Say, you are. She said, you're all in all.
Mm.
I can see that you are young. Mm. You know, there's so much on the inside of you. My dear, I follow the woman, do date. Why she don't get date? I do. Oh, my God. The things I did for that place, for that company. I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying to form. Like, we have to go somewhere. You understand? Mm. Dress up nice. My salary is like 45,000 naira. But I should dress up nice. I'm me because I don't need the job next month. I dress up nice.
You
understand?
Show up.
And I show up. Let us know what your own red flags are when you're looking for a job. You can text 0915-410-2885 or call into the studio 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Good News Jerry. I'm calling from Shango Tedo.
Who from Shango Tedo?
Good News Jerry.
Good news.
Good news. Okay, welcome to the show, Good News. We're glad to have you. Join the conversation, please.
I want to talk about the red flag.
All right, go ahead. It feels like you already have.
on my first day of an interview, that was a surprise. So early morning, they called me to bring my CV. Okay, at last, I know the person, so they told me to bring my CV.
Right.
Then I took my CV there. To God, I waited, I waited for the manager. See, the person coming telling me, hold on, it's coming. I waited till that break time, when people are having their lunch. I mean, I was busy or I was hungry. One was asking me, are you hungry? I said, I could not even answer because of the anger in me. Asking me, am I hungry? I came for interview. They asked me, are you hungry? After that, later it did 12 o'clock. He came out, he gave me some paper, he said, I should write an informal letter. I said, sorry, for what, sir? He said, he wants to test me if I can read. I said, sorry, but... As I was so frustrated, when I hold on, I sent the informal letter, he brought an paper again, he said, sign, and revise the informal letter, this is for the chairman. I could not talk. I stood up and said, sir, I cannot do the job. I have to walk away.
Before you use suffering to kill me.
Oh, wow.
Me writing, my hand was already shivering because I was hungry.
Hey.
You're asking me, just calm down, right? I could not write, I just left everything there and frustrated me.
Oh.
Then after, I started calling you to come up for that. I said, sir, I'm not more interested at work.
I know once again. Not my fault.
Thanks for calling Good News. We hope you have a better job now.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's good. Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate it, all right?
But the work I am now is also for cheating. After working for 1 month, you know, salary.
I feel you. Don't worry. It's going to get better. You understand? Okay. It's going to get better. Hopefully. Fingers crossed, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
And you too.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is in the building.
Your name is not in the building, Joe. Who?
Shay from Aja.
Welcome. So glad to have you.
It's been a while.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, yeah, join the conversation. We have like 20 seconds to go.
Okay. Whenever I attend an interview and someone is telling me that the business will not pay you now, it will pay you in the future. So I jump out. Because I experienced something like that when I was in jail.
Yeah.
I worked with an organization. They told me to pay me later. I was there for like 4 months, no payment. That was I'm like, not enough.
All right,
when
Shay.
When someone is giving me hope that better, I'm like, no.
Before
it would be better, I should die.
Thank you so much. All right, take care.
But say, I should
die. Job, don't pay me now. What's your job now? Should I say, okay, hunger, go and wait for me in the future when the job is paying me? I don't know, man. We have a couple of more messages here. This one says, good afternoon, bad presenters. I see you. We cannot say the other word. For me, once the interviewer asks me how much I want to earn, I just know they don't have intentions of paying me well. Jonathan Wise from Magodo. Do you agree?
Some people don't have an issue with, you know, recruiters asking how much you want to earn. But I feel like every organization should have a salary structure based on the experience you have. So you shouldn't, if you're asking me how much you want to get paid, that means you're trying, in my opinion, you're trying to cheat me out of what I'm worth. Because as you said, you were looking for a job, you were a fresh graduate. At that point, anything, you could even sell yourself short. Exactly. So I feel there should be structures in place for whoever has this certain amount of experience. Okay, this is what we are offering. Are you okay with it? I think that's better.
I feel. Let's take this one. This one says, my name is Tiwa from Ojota. I thank God for where I work right now. But before I got this job, I suffered in these streets. So I have experience and I know red flags from 10,000 miles away. One is when they tell you to resume work without a contract, run for your dear life. Oh, that is clearly an unserious company. I agree. Felix from Sudere says, hello, guys. Loving the show. I am definitely a rallyan. I see you.
Wow. Are we making this a thing?
We are, Jenny. We are. If you're listening, you're saying, what is a rally? And that's what we call ourselves on
the rally. That's what we call. We haven't decided. You guys should come up with a name for it.
We are rally.
We are not rally. Let's not found. Let's make our own.
This one goes on to say, always research companies in-depthly before taking the job.
True.
Because you will definitely find things. Check places like Naraland.
Guy.
If you see a lot of bad messages from bad employees, run for your dear life. Oh, don't think your case will be different.
Oh,
now, that woman I was talking about, you know, that got me a job, right, and then ended up being a mess. When I got the job, I now said, let me go and check social media. Something I should have done before I got the job. That's why I stopped were cussing. Now, you are a witch, you will die. Something I'm telling you, even on the company's Twitter page, people were cussing her. You understand?
And you didn't think to check before you got the job.
I was like, why didn't I was fresh now. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Nobody.
I think that's one of the things you should do when you get an invite. Check the address of the place, what people have to say about the place. And there's some, I think it's Glassdoor or something.
Yeah.
There are profiles of some organizations that you can find on there. Mm-hmm. How they treat their staff, if they pay and all that.
If the company doesn't even have a website, that's another issue. Don't understand. Don't work for companies that don't have a website. Do you understand? So I mean, anyway, I feel like this is the perfect place to like draw the cotton on This Is Us. You guys really have a lot of sales. Okay.
If you're job searching, just you know, do all the research you can before you.
But I also wanted to say that I feel like in the universities, they should also be, I mean, once you're in your final year, they should also, the university should also put things in place where they sort of train you. Don't laugh now.
I'm sorry.
Where they train you on things to expect in
which
the
university
job
are you talking
market.
About? Federal uni or private unis?
I'm saying generally.
Hello.
Should put that
have
in
they
place.
Finished the course? For the semester.
I remember my father here. Mass communication, I remember mass communication in school. My lecturer was teaching us about engineering.
Guys.
How to climb pole. I say, oh God, I broadcast it. I want you.
The guy writes book. He's not confined with what they do for class. So he set a book. He set exam for that book. I'm like, guy, how? Oh, God.
Let's take this last message and then that's a wrap. My first time of interviewing after I graduated from school, the interview place was Egbeja and I had to collect 500 from my dad, not knowing what Oyo level I did. On getting there, Omo, there was nothing I did not see. I had to pay 200 and I had to fill a form in order to get the job. Getting back home, I had to beg people for T-fare. It was someone who helped me with 200 naira T-fare back. It was a bad day for me. I can't cry and I didn't even get the job. UFM, you guys are too basky. Shoei loves you guys.
Thank you so much. This is the first time I'm hearing about this form thing.
My guys, if you are telling you to pay, run for your damn life. You know that song? That is a wrap on This Is Us. It happens Mondays and Wednesdays on the Midday Rally. We'll be handing over to Westy and TJ in just a few, so stick around.
DJ.5 UFM. It's all about you.